Good afternoon. This is John Thomas again. As you know, I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Weight You Choose. That's right, you heard me right. You can weigh anything you want to weigh. No, it's not magic, and no, I know, do not have a secret pill to give you. I'll do you one better. I'll do you two or three better. I will explain to you why you made yourself fat. I suppose one of the difficult issues for you to grasp is that food did not make you fat. You really know that. You don't want to deal with it. You don't want to blame it on the food. You want to say, oh, gods of fast food restaurants, those french fries, my gosh, they have the biggest sandwiches. It just tastes so good. I love that stuff in my mouth. I need to have three helpings of pizza. But you know, it's not the pizza, it's not the hamburgers, it's not the french fries, it's you. If you think you're blaming the food, you know you're wasting a lot of time. We both know that. You do, I do. And so do all your friends who may be fat or make fun of the fact that you're fat. You never wanted to be fat. You may have been thin at one time. Maybe you're always heavy. But there's a reason for it, you know. It didn't happen out of the blue. You didn't get fat by accident. You aren't keeping yourself fat by accident. You're doing it on purpose. Let's not forget that. You're doing it on purpose. And here you are. You say you want to weigh less, 10, 20, 40 pounds less. And what do? You are putting enough food in your mouth to keep yourself fat. You are intentionally doing damage to your health. You are doing damage to your life, to your social life, to your activity. You don't want to be fat. But yet, there you are. Let's say you used to weigh 40 pounds less. Why'd you gain the 40 pounds? You knew you were doing it. It really wasn't a secret. It wasn't a shock either. Yet, all the time, you saw yourself gaining weight, becoming fat, becoming unhappier. You kept doing it. Aren't you willing to tell yourself the truth why you did it? Don't tell me. I can help you, but only if you tell yourself the truth. It's not a test. You do not get a grade. There's no such thing as a passing grade or a failing grade. It's all up to you. No, you say, John, you know, I don't really want to do that. I don't want to face this. I want a new diet. Tell me what book I should buy. Tell me what class I should go to. What online service should I go to? Should I go to meetings? I want to pay somebody some money because I know if I pay somebody some money, they'll make me thin. You know, that's baloney. As you probably know from your personal experience and the experience of friends and neighbors, almost everybody, I mean literally everybody, who goes on any sort of a diet eventually regains the weight. That's right. Statistically, something like 97% gain the weight back. But I think that's low. I think it's closer to 100%. Because I personally don't know anybody who's ever permanently lost weight. Maybe you do. Maybe you do. Unlikely, but possible. Anyway, what's the difference? It's not you. You haven't done that. You continue to be fat. And you know exactly why you continue to be fat. Tell yourself the truth. The fact of the matter is, you need to keep that putting all that food in your mouth. Why? Look, you know that it's the easiest thing in the world. You know exactly what to do. The fact is, you can't do it. The fact is that you put that food in your mouth because it makes you feel good. Not nourishment, folks. It's not nourishment. If it was just nourishment, you could probably not eat for 30 days except for water. And you wouldn't be undernourished or malnourished. Why? Because you probably weigh 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 pounds too much. I know lots of people who have health scares. I know one friend, 300 pounds. Had a health scare. He went down to 240 and seemed like a heartbeat. And also, in the next heartbeat, he gained it all back. All back. He couldn't stand weighing less, just like you can't stand weighing less. You become comfortable where you are. You may hate it intellectually. But really, 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 you want to keep yourself there. Now you say, John, that's crazy. I weigh 260 or 270. I should weigh 220 or 200. I would never keep myself there. And I say, yes, really? Then why are you doing it? You know you're doing it. It's not a secret. You keep shoveling all that food in your mouth. See, you call it eating. That's fine. It's a glamorous term. I call it putting food in your mouth. That's exactly what you're doing. Exactly what you're doing. You don't really want all that junk in your system. Why? Because you made you fat. It's continued to keep you fat. I don't care what diet you're going on. I don't care what eating program you're going on. I don't care what meetings you're going to. I don't care what books you're reading. Until you solve the fundamental issue, that you are eating for emotional reasons, you're always going to be fat. You really have to tell yourself the truth. It's not hard. You don't have to tell me. Keep it a secret. Tell yourself the truth. Say, yes, I made myself fat because putting all that food in my mouth made me feel better. When I got depressed, I put chocolate in my mouth and I just felt better for a while. Yeah, I know it's for a while. I knew it was going to end. I knew I need more chocolate or more pie or whatever it is made me feel better. But that's why I did it. That's the truth. And you know, this kind of confessional, it may be good for the soul, but it'll be good for your health. It'll be good for your weight. Tell yourself the truth. Face up to the fact. You can't solve the problem unless you know what the problem is. It sounds fundamental, but I mean, tell you, nobody wants to do it. Why? Because you say to yourself, you know, if I tell myself the truth, the next step is I won't be able to eat that food. Won't be able to put the food in my mouth, and then I'll get nervous. And I'll feel anxious. I'll feel deprived. And that's exactly right. That's exactly how you feel. Now, today, you won't if you listen to me. And let me tell you again, this is free. I do not want a penny of your money. Paying somebody isn't going to make you thin. It's a joke. It's terribly misleading. It's just foolish. Tell yourself the truth. Why did you do it? Why are you keeping yourself fat? Don't even bother to blame the food. You're telling yourself the truth now. Not me. Not anybody else, not your mother, your sister, your daughter, your husband, your wife, your father, anybody, just yourself. Why are you doing it? Why did you do it? And why are you doing it? You will find, if you tell yourself the truth, that you did it to feel better. You didn't do it for nourishment. Putting that food in your mouth made you feel okay. It made you feel less tense, less anxious, less apprehensive, less nervous. Maybe it gave you a high for a little bit, just a little while. All those emotional transformations, if you want to call them that, last for just a very short period of time, a minute, half minute, but you felt you had to do it. And you feel now if you gave it up. If I said, I'm John Thomas and I say you must give it up, you feel terrible. It'd be deprivation. That's why diets don't work. You don't want them to work. Oh, you'd like to weigh less. But you want the food to be, you want to get that food back in your mouth. That's the problem. That's the whole problem. Face the facts. I'll tell you how to conquer it. First step is telling yourself the truth. Why are you doing it? Why are you doing it? Come on. Tell yourself, not me. You're doing it because you felt an emotional need to do it because it made you feel better. If you didn't do it, if you didn't put the food in your mouth and you were depressed or upset, you would feel worse. You would get nervous. You would not feel good. You don't want to do that. Say, John, I can't do this. I can't. Yes, you can. It's not a question of change or anything. It's a question of understanding the problem and then dealing with it. Understand the problem. I'll tell you how to deal with it. Don't worry. It won't cost you a penny. Save your money. You'll need it for a new wardrobe. This is John Thomas. Keep listening. You will find that at the end of the day, when you finish this, you finally get the idea of what's going on, you will no longer need to put food in your mouth for emotional reasons. That's right, folks. You won't need the chocolate when you get depressed. No, you won't. You won't need the pie. You won't need the pizza. Nothing. It will just be food. Food will no longer have an emotional component to you. And once that happens, I will make you free. You will make yourself free. This is John Thomas. Stick with me. Goodbye.